A very good friend of ours, a very, very, very good friend of literature and music from Ireland, Ian Watson, who is a lecturer in Bremen, University of Bremen, is retiring. You thought I was going to say something worse than that, didn't you, the way I was introducing that? Ian Watson is retiring on the 16th of April. And unfortunately, Andy and I can't be at the retirement party, which promises to be a very, very big one. But we would very much like to send Ian Watson not only our good wishes for his retirement.
Sorry.
There you're right. We'd like to send our good wishes for his retirement, but also our thanks to him for all the things that he's done for us personally over the years. He's invited us both to Bremen. To read, to perform, but there are many great things about Ian Watson. He's been running general editor for years of a great publication called New Leaf, and you have a wonderful journal here in Five Points, and Ian has been doing New Leaf for many years. He is a mad Manchester United supporter, which is okay with me. He also lives in Bremen at the end of the street that has Werder Bremen's ground on it, so he's also a season ticket holder at Werder Bremen. And of course he is, because he's from Belfast, a supporter of Northern Ireland. Ian, his parents are both, his father turned 100 last November, and his mum turned 100 on St Patrick's Day. So both his parents are 100. He comes over and visits them regularly, and it's become a bit of a tradition with us that Ian and I meet in the Crown Bar in Belfast for lunch and a drink. And he's invited Andy and me both to Bremen. He took me once to see a wonderful view, the greatest view in Bremen. Unfortunately, it was at the top of a spiral staircase, and I started to hyperventilate about a third of the way up the spiral staircase. By the time I got to the top, I had just about expired. One of the times he invited me, the first time he invited me was to read from that book I was reading from earlier, Black Knight of Big Thunder Mountain, and I was saying that the character of Ilse Klein has been living in Berlin, but originally she's from Stuttgart. So I came to talk to Ian's students, his German students, who'd been reading the book in English. And when it came to the questions, one of the students asked me, not unreasonably actually, had I ever been to Stuttgart, where Ilse Klein was from? And I said, well, no, but I've read about it. And he said, well, do you know that there isn't actually a cathedral in Stuttgart? As you have said, there is. So anyway, I just want to read a piece for Ian. Which is the planned cathedral at Stuttgart. Curate Ian Watson.